I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel has been facing sharp criticism for blocking aid shipments into Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Charles Duledesma reports.
Ceasefire mediators Egypt and Qatar have accused Israel of violating humanitarian law by using starvation as a weapon. The ceasefire's first phase has seen a surge in humanitarian aid after months of growing hunger. But Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the next phase hours after its first phase ended, calling Israel's decision to cut off aid a war crime and a blatant attack on a truce that took a year and negotiations to come about. In the second phase, Hamas is supposed to release dozens of remaining hostages in return for an Israeli pullout from Gaza and a lasting ceasefire. Negotiations on the second phase were meant to start a month ago, but haven't yet begun. I'm Charles Duledesma.
One day after European leaders and NATO chief Mark Rutte met in London to discuss Ukraine and its security, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she intends to present a plan to European Union leaders this week to significantly increase defense spending on the continent. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, von der Leyen said she intends to provide the details of the plan in a letter to EU member states Tuesday.
We need a massive surge in defense without any question. We want lasting peace. But lasting peace can only be built on strength, and strength begins with strengthening ourselves. And that is the purpose of the plan that I will present to the member states tomorrow, the Rearm Europe.
EU leaders will hold emergency talks Thursday to muster urgent military support for Ukraine and prepare a possible force to police any future peace in the country. Meanwhile, U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz Monday said the White House welcomes Europe stepping up for Europe and, echoing von der Leyen's message, said Europe has to invest in the capability to do so. This is VOA News. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned Monday that Iran has been rapidly strengthening its nuclear capabilities and that there was a need to engage with the Islamic Republic. In his quarterly report delivered to a meeting of the agency's board of governors in Vienna, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi said as of February 8th, Iran's overall stockpile of enriched uranium has increased by 1,690 kilograms since the last report in November. Iran has maintained its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only, but Grossi has previously warned that Tehran has enough uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels to make several nuclear bombs if it chose to do so. Speaking to reporters following that meeting, Grossi said there needs to be engagement with Iran as soon as possible.
We have been at all times offering technical viable ways to ascertain, to confirm that the Iranian nuclear program is in peaceful purposes. There are doubts, there are concerns, so we are all the time offering Iran ways to set the record straight.
Police in Germany report a driver rammed a car into a crowd Monday in the southwestern city of Mannheim, killing one person and injuring several others. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
Police said a suspect was in custody but would not immediately characterize the incident as an attack. Cars have been used as deadly weapons in several acts of violence in Germany in recent months. Police spokesman Stefan Wilhelm said a driver drove into a crowd on a pedestrian mall in downtown Mannheim around noon local time when workers come there for lunch. Local media reported it was a carnival market taking place.